All right, thank you, Roger. It's Dave Plyer back on 720 WGN. So summer is finally here, and there's nothing that says summer to me more than Summerfest, which is turning 50 this year. Just a little north of Chicago in Milwaukee, the world's largest music festival will be entertaining nearly a million people on 11 stages, nearly 800 acts through Sunday, July 9th. And joining us this morning to break it all down is Sarah Smith Pancari. She's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Summerfest and the Milwaukee World Festival. Welcome back, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave. It's so great to be back with you for our 50th of all things.
I know. I just love that. And I was just talking to you a little off air that I got to see some of the new things at Polish Fest last week, because I'm half Polish. I have to come to that thing. It's always a blast. And it's so exciting that this event, I've been going there 30 years, that it's turning 50 this year. How cool.
You know, it's really special when you think about the evolution of a festival that began really in City Hall in Milwaukee. We began as a vision of then Mayor Meyer, who thought about a way to gather all the best things about a Milwaukee summer, food, of course, beer, really good music and entertainment, and bring all of that culture together in what has become known as Summerfest. He actually visited Oktoberfest in Germany, being of German descent. He was like, you know, the Germans really know what they're doing with Oktoberfest, brought a bunch of executives together and volunteers from across Milwaukee. I think when he started, it was a team of maybe like 12, and then it grew to over 200.
Wow.
And then in 1968, the first festival was 35 different events throughout Milwaukee. Everything from a stock car race to a chili cook-off to, you know, a concert in a beautiful pavilion we have here.
Yeah.
69 came back even bigger. They ended the year in the red, and then quickly decided that they needed to coalesce all the great activities down to what we now know as Henry Meyer Festival Park. So it first 2 years, different events throughout the city, and then became what we now know as Summerfest in 1970. Fast forward, world's largest music festival, and now, of course, the 50th edition, this year presented by American Family Insurance. So for the first year ever, we have our presenting sponsor, which really helps us keep our admission prices very low at just $20. So
I know that's always crazy to me.
It
is always crazy to me. And I don't want to say that I would pay $40, but I would. It's just, you get all these bands. I mean, you're talking about concerts everywhere you look. $20, I feel like I'm ripping you off. I mean, it's really a great deal.
Well, it's the legacy of the event. I've been fortunate enough in my role to look back on 50 years of music and seeing photographs of greats like Aretha Franklin and Chuck Berry and Sly and the Family Stone, and then fast forward to when we had acts like Duran Duran in the 80s and Run DMC, and always variety. That's the secret of Summerfest, is that there's always a big variety of artists. Then even modern day today, like the Tom Petty 40th anniversary tour, as well as acts like Luke Bryan and the Outlaw Music Festival and Future and Big Sean, two big hip-hop artists. So really, it's all about that mix. And looking back at 50 years of popular music, you really have the history of rock and roll.
You know, my kids always ask, what was here before? Wasn't it like a missile site or something? What was that before?
Right. So it was
right?
It's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah.
Uniquely Midwestern, right? So
yeah.
we put our asset of an airport that was Maitland Field in the old days, right on the lakefront. And then it did become during those times when we had those scares with potentially, the Cold War. It was a Nike missile site. So Nike missiles were buried below, and it was an active site for several years. So that's why when we build, we're ultimately building right on the lakefront. And when we built the new Miller Lite Oasis that you mentioned, it's always building on a site that's been used many times. So, but we've invested, we'll have some new projects coming online that we've announced recently, but over the past 15 years, we'll likely have put over $100 million into this public use site. So
no doubt.
We really feel like it sets us apart.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's absolutely, it's breathtaking to be on the lake, and you get the nice cool breeze and everything, even on a hot day. I just love it there. And, you know, I know you're starting on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the June 28th, and you're kicking off with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But, you know, I always look at the headliners, and I know that's there's going to be so much more. So, you know, that's at the Amphitheater, and those are separate tickets for that. But then you get the Moody Blues, the Spin Doctors, I mean, right out of the box on June 29th, as you mentioned, Luke Bryan. Bryan is going to be there, and you got Brian Setzer, you got Toto. So, I mean, there's something for everybody. Soul Asylum, The Church, Fishbone, Slaughter, the 30th, which no, I love this. Friday.
You're talking about Throwback Thursday too, so it's important to point out that you know some of those acts we intentionally tried to book for a Throwback Thursday promotion, considering it's the 50th. You know, we had a lot of fun with that, but on the 30th, you're right. I mean, we come back with Paul Simon in the American Family Insurance Amphitheater, John Bellion, House of Pain, Dispatch, Joss Stone, Trombone Shorty, which we're very excited about, the Revivalists, a band that's you know up and coming, and really gaining traction. So the lineup this year, we've gotten great reception. You know, and I'm happy to keep going if you'd like me.
Yeah,
to.
No. I actually want to give people information so they know what's going on each day, because people pick a day, they pick days because you have packages too, and we'll talk about that as well. But July 1st, which is the big day on Saturday, which is Zac Brown Band, and then you got Collective Soul, Blues Traveler, Tonic, John Waite. What's Flint Eastwood? I don't think I know who that is.
Flint Eastwood is a band that's they're playing the Miller Lite Oasis. They're really fun. They're a great band. And then the Bleachers that night, which we're very excited about. The Bleachers have been continuing to similar to the Revivalists. It's just a band that after we've booked continues to get more and more popular. The Isley Brothers, Shine Down that night as well.
Wow.
So it's Bebe Rexha. You mentioned Blues Traveler, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, probably one of the most creatively named bands we have playing this year. If you're from up north, you know all about that.
Sure.
July 2nd, we're super excited to bring Pink back. Pink played at Summerfest several years ago. We know that she's back from recently having a baby, so we're really excited to have her in the amphitheater, as well as Ludacris on the Miller Lite Oasis. He's going to be always a great show. Steve Miller Band, hugely popular. Ziggy Marley, Andy Grammer, Lauren Elena, and Peter Frampton. Headline on Sunday the 2nd. So it's a great day to come up from Chicago.
Yeah, that's a day I'm considering. Yeah.
You'll be up here that day.
I think that might be the day for me. I like that one, and I like the 4th too, but we'll get to it. I like the Tom Petty day too, because it's also Tom Petty. It's also REO Speedwagon, and I'm an 80s nut, so I like that stuff as well. But July 4th, now, you know, they're closed on Monday, a little breathing day, and then July 4th back open with the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, we've tried to do something special on the 4th, and knowing that the 4th is a day where quite a few people have, you know, family commitments, or maybe you have, you know, the parade that you're in, we tried to put that day, put an emphasis that day on maybe some younger people and some younger music. So the Chainsmokers are a great EDM act. They're going to be in the amphitheater. Alicia Cara, who is just a huge Pop 40 star that's come on recently. Third Eye Blind, which is really, that's my generation.
Yeah.
Really excited to see them. Mike Snow, Ishtar, who is a Milwaukee guy, although I know we have quite a contingent of Chicago hip hop coming up that day, which we're very, very excited about, and hopefully there's a great group that comes up from Chicago to enjoy that lineup. High Valley on the countryside, Death from Above, 1979, and then we're also for the first time doing a silent disco at our JCI Pavilion, which is an area that has I'm sure you're familiar with silent disco. It's a concept where you're listening to the same music, but you've got your headphones on, so it sounds completely silent. There's no sound to the people who are not wearing headphones.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's fun to watch. You know, when you don't have your headphones on. Absolutely is. Tom Petty on the 5th.
We could not be more excited to bring back Tom Petty. He is a Summerfest staple. It's just perfectly appropriate that he would be headlining both the 5th and the 6th. And what we're really excited about is that Chris Stapleton, who is just an outbreak country star over the past few years and was at Summerfest last year, is going to join Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as the opener. So we really feel like that's a bill that's just phenomenal. And tickets are going really fast. It's close to sold out. So I'd encourage anybody to get those soon. But then on July 5th, you know, you've got Kyle, Phillip Phillips, Girl Talk, Need to Breathe, James Arthur, which is another artist that's really come on recently. And then another act that we're very excited about, T-Pain, is playing at the U-Line Warehouse on July 5th. So another great day of music. The 6th, Tom Petty again.
I love that. Yeah.
It really does. And just knowing how much a Milwaukee crowd, and I know just Chicago feels, I believe Chicago feels the same way about him, but it's just he's really a perennial favorite. So two nights made sense for us. Tegan and Sarah, apparently your favorite REO Speedwagon, which is another great show.
You know, I love Kevin Cronin. In fact, he's going to be on the show a little later. But yeah, I love Kevin. I grew up with that. That was my balance. That was my eighth grade dance, man. I got to tell you, that was it right there. REO Speedwagon. Time for me to fly.
Well, it was funny. I was talking to someone and I couldn't say enough about REO Speedwagon because it's just one of those acts that you don't realize how deep the catalog is until you hear the show and you're like, oh gosh, this is just so much fun.
Well, and 50 years later, they're a blast on stage.
Yes. They sound great. And then also on that, you know, we've got a great country lineup with Tucker Bethard and William Michael Morgan, AWOL Nation, the rock group, and then BJ and the Chicago Kid as well. So kind of getting a little more, we really are trying to extend our hand down to our friends in Chicago this year. So we invite everybody up to come up and see all these great bands. So on the 7th, Dierks Bentley with Cole Swindell and John Party will headline the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. Really excited to have Dierks back. And then a huge act for Summerfest, Walk the Moon, is at the Oasis. Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah, I might come up for Huey.
You know, and I don't know that you know this, but Huey Lewis is credited for he was the, and you know, there's always a little urban legend in a story that's 30 years old, but he was credited as the reason we built the amphitheater in the first place. In 1984 or 85, he played a show that was so crowded the leadership of Summerfest said, you know what, we need to find a venue, or we need to build a venue that's going to be able to handle a crowd like Huey Lewis, who was touring with the Sports album. So we love Huey and are excited to have him back 30 years later. Atmosphere, Phil Vassar, another Summerfest favorite, Ben Rector, Dan and Shay, and Los Lonely Boys are Friday the 7th. And then on the 8th, our big hip-hop show, Future, Big Sean, and Migos will headline the amphitheater. DNCE is at Miller Lite Oasis. The band Perry, great country act at the pavilion, the BMO Harris Pavilion. Chevelle, Dennis DeYoung, and the music of Styx. Low Cash, Andrew McMahon and the Wilderness, and some other great, you know, acts throughout the entire day. So it's a great day to come and enjoy the whole day at Summerfest.
And then the 9th, the final day, which I just love, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow. This is crazy. This is the craziest lineup yet.
Well, it's, you know, we got our entertainment director, who's been with us for 40 years, is he just got so excited that we could end the festival with a festival. And so it's the Outlaw Music Festival, as you mentioned, the incredibly great Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, you know, living legends, I think in most people's books, certainly mine. Sheryl Crow, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Margo Price, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. So it's a blockbuster lineup. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all the way till we close. So it's 10 hours of music throughout, and you know, patrons can come and go as throughout the day. But then on the grounds, we've got Lee Bryce, The Shins, which are out with a new album. It's Latin Music Day, so Gilberto Santa Rosa, Blackberry Smoke, Walk Off the Earth, The Spinners, and Chicano Batman. So another, you know, as we look at 50 years in this lineup, we couldn't be more excited.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You're doing something interesting with Jimmy Kimmel Live. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're very excited to be able to have an opportunity to stream the festival this year. So
yeah,
it's you know, and you think about Summerfest is 11 days. We're ultra accessible at $20 at the gate, and that's if you didn't have a buddy with a Summerfest ticket or take advantage of a free admission offer. But you know, the ability to take Summerfest much more broadly throughout the entire world with a partner like Jimmy Kimmel Live was really an exciting opportunity for us. We just announced it a few weeks ago, and I encourage anyone who's interested to go to JimmyKimmelLiveMusic.com to sign up, and then you can receive updates when your favorite artist is going to be either played or is going to perform via appointment. So there's an appointment-based viewing option, as well as a live stream that's going to happen the second weekend of Summerfest, and that'll be more like a television show or a more traditional
cool.
live stream. So, yeah, it's really great. I mean, the purpose of our event is to drive interest and provide a world-class experience. So whether that's in online virtually with Jimmy Kimmel or here at Summerfest, we're excited to have that opportunity.
And of course, everyone's got to remember too, it's not just about the music. The food is fabulous as well. I know you got 50 new foods. I'm going to tell you right now, there's two things I'm looking at here. One is the beer battered bratwurst on a stick over at Mater's. I'm going to try that. Mater's, classic German place in Wisconsin. And my kids actually caught something because they saw my notes on the table tonight. It was a hot Cheeto thing. Oh, at Vagabond, there's a Flamin' Hot Cheeto Taco. They're all excited about that. They love their Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So, but you've got so much great food there as well. And again, 11 stages. So once you pay and get in, the entertainment choices are endless. So what's the cost? Is there a cost before in the earlier in the day versus in the evening?
No, we're during the weekends, we're a $20 ticket all day. On the weekdays, from noon to 4 p.m., we are a $13 ticket.
Oh, that's
so it
awesome.
Depends on what day you come.
Yeah.
But what I would, you know, what's really great is if you download the Summerfest app and stay tuned to all the deals that we have. Every day, there's an option to get in free or at a reduced price. So really, it benefits everybody to take a look at that. And what's great about it is that there's usually a double benefit. So, for example, on opening day, when you bring three non-perishable food items that benefit the Hunger Task Force, which serves all throughout Milwaukee, you can get in free, and that's an unlimited promotion from noon to 3 p.m.
Wow.
So every day we collect books, we collect more food, we collect all sorts of things that go right back into the community. And again, that's our roots and our heritage and who we are.
So okay. There's a three-day pass that's available as well.
A three-day pass for $48, and you can get those on summerfest.com. And, you know, even if you're just coming for one day, buy your ticket in advance and then walk up to the gate, and you can avoid the line that might be there. The other, anyone that's coming from truly anywhere, even locally, we say park downtown Milwaukee and use our Wisconsin Avenue shuttle. As you can imagine, there's a lot of people trying to get here, and we know that anytime you're able to just get into a parking lot that's a little bit, might be a few blocks further away, but you can jump on a shuttle and get right down to the front door of Summerfest very easily, and we'll save you some time on the way out.
And folks, there's great family stuff as well. Check out the website at summerfest.com. And again, going on Wednesday, the 28th through Sunday, July 9th, closed on Monday, July 3rd. And for a complete list of all bands, foods, deals, and so much more, again, visit summerfest.com. Sarah, always a pleasure.
It's so good I love that you love Summerfest as much as we do. So know that you're our good friend at GN, and we're thrilled that we can provide this opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Okay, take care. All right, it's 720 WGN.